Chapter 1. Everything's changing. Everything is impermanent. Happiness, sorrow, a great meal, a powerful empire, what we're feeling, the people around us, ourselves. Meditation helps us comprehend this fact, perhaps the basic truth of human existence. Sharon Salzberg. The sign on my front door reads, "Welcome, the door is open. Please come right in." It's the first session of the mindfulness-based childbirth and parenting course, and my living room has been transformed into a classroom. Chairs form a circle, and my notebook, list of participants, and teaching supplies for the evening sit on a small table next to my chair. The hot water urn for tea is full. Crackers, cheese, peanut butter, and apples for our break time snack are ready in the kitchen. Clean towels hang in the bathroom. I always look forward to this night. By now, I have spoken by phone, sometimes at length, with each pregnant woman and her partner. They have told me a bit about themselves, how they found the class, and what prompted them to sign up. I know some of the circumstances surrounding their pregnancy, when they are due, where they intend to deliver, in a hospital, a birth center, or at home, and who their healthcare provider is. I also know how old they are, the kind of work they do, and any particular concerns they have about their pregnancy, birth, or the health of their baby. For my part, I've taken great care to explain that this is not your usual childbirth education course, that the heart of what we will be doing together over the next 9 weeks is learning and practicing mindfulness. We'll learn how the mind directly affects the physiology of labor, and how the capacity to be in the present moment can be a critical skill for giving birth. We'll learn ways to work with pain during labor. For most women in the process of giving birth, whether they intend to use pain medication or not, we'll experience some powerfully intense physical sensations we usually call pain. We'll also explore helpful positions for laboring and birthing, partner skills for supporting the pregnant woman through the birth process, breastfeeding basics, and how to manage the physical and emotional needs of the postpartum family. Partners may be coming to understand that they themselves need these mindfulness skills, for they too will be having a birth experience and becoming a parent. Occasionally during the phone call, a pregnant woman will say something about wanting a natural childbirth. If that comes up, I gently explain to her that, from a mindfulness perspective, every birth is natural. It's natural for a baby to grow inside its mother's body. It's natural for a baby to be born. And it's natural for people to want to help with the process. That being said, if her intention is to birth with minimal to no medical interventions, she will definitely be learning skills for that, as well as skills for being in a hospital environment where people might want to help a little too much, and skills to work with however the birth might unfold, for there just isn't any way to predict the future. Vicky and Matt are the first to arrive. Short, with curly dark hair and a round belly barely contained by a blue stretch top, Vicky bubbles with life. Matt has a solid, quiet presence, as if in counterbalance to Vicky's vivacious energy. I know from our phone conversation that they are newly married and very happy to be pregnant. I also know that this has been a stressful time for them. Right after they found out that Vicky was pregnant, Matt's company unexpectedly transferred him from the East Coast to the San Francisco Bay Area. Now they are subletting a tiny apartment in a new city without friends or family while Matt works long hours in a new job. Vicky, who gave up the job she loved as a second-grade schoolteacher, misses her close-knit family, particularly her mother. Matt's occasional migraine headaches are becoming more frequent. Knowing how much the two of them are dealing with, I'm very glad they decided to sign up. I feel an immediate connection with Kristen, who arrives next with her husband Peter. An obstetrician at the local county hospital, Kristen wears the familiar green hospital scrubs, which take me back to my own hospital work days and nights.